Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, BTN listeners. Welcome to your Monday installment of the BTN News Show. I am your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. I know it sucks the weekend's over, but the show must go on, which means we've got to get through this week to get to the next weekend. Come on, let's do it. It is the 27th of June, 2016. All the best technology news that did happen over the weekend coming your way in around 5 minutes. Well, 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 we're getting more iPhone leaks, it seems. Yes, the iPhone is leaking. That didn't sound good, did it? Anyways, it looks like we will be getting at least a few improvements on this new iPhone. Yep, a new camera. New photos have leaked online over the weekend showing the iPhone 7 and the iPhone 7 Plus, confirming big camera upgrades are definitely on the way. So what are we getting from these new cameras? Well, definitely it looks like there's going to be two sensors on the things. And I know, we've been kind of back and forth on that in the rumor mill. But judging by these leaks, yeah, we are actually going to get a dual lens camera. But as we were saying before, probably only on the 5.5 iPhone 7 Plus. Remains to be seen if we're going to get it on the standard 4.7-inch iPhone 7. There may not be enough room on the back of it to fit two lenses there. Oh, it's a long way to September. So much can change. Hopefully, though, this one won't. Microsoft Surface fans, if you've been drooling over a Surface 3, you best be getting it while you can. Yep, because Microsoft's about to kill the thing. Indeed, Microsoft said the production of the Surface 3 will come to an end in December of this year. And they've already said that stocks are running really low right now. So why the sudden axe of the Surface 3? Well, probably because we got a new batch of services coming in 2017. And as you probably guessed it, the next major version of Windows 10 will be on those things. So it's up to you. If you really want one, you better go get one. If you don't, do what a lot of other people are doing right now. Not buying tablets. All right, time for a little Monday Hacker News. Yeah! This has to do with the IRS. Yeah, I'm talking about the Internal Revenue Service over there in the U.S. The last place you thought might get infiltrated. You'd be wrong. Now, those of you may or may not know, the IRS was actually gearing up to kill its e-file pins later this year. Ah, but they kind of had to speed up that process. Why? Well, because they had some suspicious activities going on. Now, those of you not familiar with the e-pins, that's the electronic filing personal identification numbers. That's what you could use to authenticate tax returns filed online. But that is no longer available. That's because identity thieves have used malware to steal taxpayers' info from other websites, which it then used to generate 100,000 pins. Oh, and by the way, just so you know, this happened back in February, so they just thought it'd let us know now. Funny enough, we heard from the hackers that they were actually trying to get about 464,000 pins, but the IRS was able to crack down and stop them early. Maybe it's best to do tax returns the old-fashioned way. Good old paper. And finally, yeah, see, I told you it'd be a short one. You ever lay back in your chair, sofa, wherever you are? Think about what's it going to be like way deep in the future. Like, I don't know, 2036. That's a nice round number. Well, a lot of Americans have kind of thought about it, apparently, in a new survey. Discover Magazine actually has a new study commissioned by London and Partners that asked about 2,088 U.S. adults to make predictions of the future in 2036. Oh, you're going to love these answers. First, your pizza will arrive by drone. That's kind of cool. Driverless cars will rule the road. In fact, 60% of Americans thought that that's the way it would be in 2036. 49% of Americans thought that communication devices will be embedded inside the human body. Yeah. If you love paper money, well, it's probably going to be gone by 2036. And the biggest one of all, yep, clones will start to rule the world. Apparently, Americans feel that by then, the rules will be so relaxed since we've cloned everything else up to then. Oh, and if you thought I was done, yeah, we got actually one more here. Clothes? Yeah, they'll be connected to the internet. I know, what are you going to do with that? Well, probably what we're doing right now, just a big giant billboard, advertising what the hell the brand is. Except this time, it'll be all flashy and cool and stuff, and they can change it on the fly. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BTN website, get on over there, check it out, BritishTechNetwork.com, all the BTN shows over there for your listening enjoyment. Better get subscribed, too. You don't want to miss a single one of them. Follow the BTN Network on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And check out the Slack room for the BTN community that sits at BritishTech.slack.com. We'll be back tomorrow with your Tuesday installment of the BTN News Show, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours, but until then, smile. It's Monday. And thank you very much for listening.